friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Well, today, our lesson will take us to Papua New Guinea. Have you ever been there? Yeah, you know, I haven't been there either. We have something in common. Well, after today, you just might want to take a trip to Papua New Guinea. Our lesson is called Gathering of the Tribes. What does that mean? Well, you are definitely going to find out in today's lesson. So today there are a few things we're going to discuss. First, sing sing. Sing sing. What's that all about? Don't worry, we're going to talk about it. And different vibes for different tribes. Different vibes for different tribes. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go talk about these different tribes. Come on.
The Gathering of the Tribes. A colorful celebration of Papua New Guinea's PNG culture. About 80% of Papua New Guinea's people live in rural areas, but they flood the city of Mount Hagen every year for its cultural show. Sing Sing. Paint, bones, leaves, and other decorations cover those participating in the Mount Hagen cultural show. The show is really a traditional tribal gathering called a Sing Sing. Started in the 1960s as an opportunity for warring tribes to make peace, the Sing Sing is now a contest. The tribe with the best presentation, including dance and dress, wins a cash prize.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 tribe 这个名词。Tribe 是指部落或部族。例如 ，We were treated by the elders of the tribe to a big feast. 这个部落的长老以盛宴来款待我们。Tribe 也可以指兴趣相同或工作相同的同一伙人。例如 ，The cafe is always packed with tribes of young artists. 这家咖啡厅里面总是挤满了一群一群的年轻艺术家们。课文中还有用到它的形容词 tribal, T-R-I-B-A-L. Tribal 是指部落的。例如 ,many people died in the fierce tribal conflicts. 许多人在这些残酷的部落冲突中丧命。接下来我们看的是 contest, 这个名词 ,C-O-N 这个字首有一起的意思。test 是指考验。所以 contest 就是指竞赛。例如 ,the first prize of this singing contest is $2,000.这个歌唱比赛的首奖是2000元美金，或者是 Terry is one of the judges of the beauty contest. Terry 是这个选美比赛的评审之一。Contest 和 competition, C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N 都是指比赛，只是 contest 通常是一次性的，但是 competition 就有可能是一连串的比赛。
Thank you, thank you, Michelle. Michelle.And now Rebecca, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe, Gabe.
Are you ready, ready?
Ready, ready.
Ready, ready for Sing Sing?
I'm ready, ready for Sing Sing Sing.
Okay. All right. Why are we repeating all of these words? Well, Sing Sing. It's two times the word sing. Isn't that great?
Sing Sing. It's great. And I know that you love to sing. So would you like to sing sing for us?
Would I ever, ever? Maybe next time. We're talking today about the gathering of the tribes. Tribes. Okay, really, I'm not going to keep repeating those words. The gathering of the tribes. Rebecca, would you like to check out this cool event in Papua New Guinea?
I would love to check out this very cool event in Papua New Guinea. It sounds actually very cultural.
Yes, cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it will be quite a cultural experience. We see here a colorful celebration of Papua New Guinea's culture and If you ever see the letters P and G, you know what that means. Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, that's right. Okay, well, we read about 80% of Papua New Guineans, or you could say PNG. People live in rural areas, but they flood the city of Mount Hagen every year for its cultural show. Now, Gabe, now typically when I hear the word flood, mm-hmm. I think about water, and I think about something destructive, something that destroys a lot of things or places through water.
Ah, yes, a flood. Very true, Rebecca. But our lesson uses it in slightly a different way, okay? A flood, like Rebecca is talking about, is a noun, but here it's used as a verb. Imagine that, to flood something. That means it's coming in very quickly and in great amounts, okay? So often we might use this phrase when we're talking about people. Maybe people flooded to the show because everyone wanted to see the show.
And here's another example or a way that you could use this word. As I looked through the photo album, memories came flooding back to me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So that means that the memories mm-hmm. came into your head very quickly, right? And a lot of them at one time, right?
Exactly. Cool. And so you could use this word to talk about money. Money came flooding into the homeless shelter. Probably people were donating money to this homeless shelter. So it came flooding in.
All right. A lot of money at the same time or all at once. Sometimes if you check your email inbox, you see there's a lot of emails there. Maybe your inbox got flooded with emails. Okay, a lot of people are writing you about something. Mm. Okay, so think of another way to use that word flood.
And now it's time to talk about sing sing. Can you all say that together now?
Sing sing.
Right on. Okay, so paint, bones, leaves, and other decorations cover those participating in the Mount Hagen Cultural Show. The show is really a traditional tribal gathering called a sing-sing. So it has nothing to do with actually singing, does it?
Well, actually, I think there might be some music involved, Rebecca, in this sing-sing. They sing-sing every year. They sung-sung last year. Okay, we continue. Started in the 1960s as an opportunity for warring tribes to make peace, the Sing Sing is now a contest. And with every contest, there are contestants.
Okay, what is a contestant? A contestant is someone who participates in a contest. So you could say for tomorrow's competition, contestants had come from all over the world. But hey, Gabe, do you want to see some pictures of some of the contestants?
I certainly do. Okay.
So the first one, someone kind of, yeah, exactly. You see that costume?
That's, wow. I want to do that to my face.
Oh, do you now?
Yes.
So this could be what one of the contestants might look like.
Okay. That is pretty cool. Do you have another picture of?
Yes, there's another picture of a contestant. Are you ready for it?
Okay, let's see it.
Okay. Anytime now. It's going to appear.
Ooh. Wow. That looks kind of painful right there through the nose. But this is something that you could do if you participate in the Sing Sing contest. Friends, we do have more to learn with Steve and Ken right now about making peace. When two warring parties are tired of fighting and want to make peace, they can try to reach a truce or a ceasefire.
To reach a truce, one side would have to extend or offer an olive branch. This is an idiom that means making an offer of peace. It originated in the story of Noah in the Bible, where a dove delivers Noah an olive branch as a sign that the flood is receding.
As a symbol of peace, the olive branch can be found in many places, including the United Nations emblem and the official seal of the United States.
Now, in a narrow sense, offering an olive branch suggests that someone is tired of war and wants to make peace. But the expression can also be applied to any type of conflict. A company might offer an olive branch in a new round of business negotiations with a union.
Or, if you've had an argument with a friend, you can offer an olive branch by calling him to patch things up.
Now, there's another symbol that also indicates an intention to stop fighting, and that is a white flag. So how is it different from an olive branch?
Well, offering an olive branch is a gesture of goodwill, but a white flag is more a sign of surrender. It indicates that one is admitting defeat and wants to give up. For example, the soldiers were waving a white flag when they surrendered to the enemy.
在圣经里有讲到诺亚在大洪水中漂流了40天以后，从方舟放出一只鸽子，后来鸽子衔着一条 olive branch 回来。诺亚因此知道洪水已经退了，后来人们就以 olive branch 橄榄树枝作为和平的象征。美国国徽中的老鹰的右爪就是抓住一条橄榄枝。因此呢，长久敌对的双方若是要有一方想要停止交战，他可以 extend 或 offer an olive branch， 就是伸出橄榄枝来表示善意。另一个停止交战的标志是 white flag 白旗。如果在战斗当中有一方 raise 或是 wave a white flag 举白旗，就表示那一方要投降。因此白旗一般是当作屈服投降的标志，而橄榄枝是表示善意求和的象征。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Sing Sing competition. And remember, for every competition, we need contestants. Gabe. Wait, Gabe. What on earth are you doing? Are you... Hey, I know. You are a contestant for the Sing Sing competition.
Yes, I am.
You think you're...
Sing Sing... But let me tell you something.
Yes.
This really hurts.
Oh, would you like me to squeeze it tighter?
No, please. Oh. It's very sensitive.
Well, I have an idea. Maybe we should continue with our lesson.
Ah, yes.
Let's continue. Hey, can I see this?
The Gathering of the Tribes. Different vibes for different tribes. Up to 100 tribes, each with their own particular look, participate in the Sing Sing. One tribe honors the elders by dressing as old men, shaving their heads to make bald spots. The hair is then used to give the boys beards. The Asaro mud men coat themselves in mud in reference to an old war legend. You can also see tribes painted in bright colors or as skeletons or wearing leaf masks. With so much color and energy among its tribes, PNG's culture is still going strong.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 vibe 这个名词。vibe 本来是 vibration，V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N， 震动这个名词的简称，在这里是指气氛或氛围，通常都是用复数型。例如 ，This restaurant has great music, delicious food, and soothing vibes。这家餐厅有好听的音乐、美食，又有很轻松的氛围。vibes 也指感觉或感应。例如 ，I got bad vibes about this man, beware of him. 我对这个男的有一种不好的感觉，最好要小心他。对我们看的是 bald 这个形容词， bald 是指光秃的或者是秃头的。例如 the man covered his bald spot with a wig. 这名男子用假发遮住秃头的部位，或者是 Larry has been going bald since he was only 25. Larry 25岁就开始秃头了，或者是 our lawn has many bald patches. 我们的草坪上有好几块光秃的地方。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Gabe, you really do look like you're ready to compete in the Sing Sing.
Oh, well, Rebecca, let me tell you, I'm glad I don't have that nose ring in my nose anymore. That really hurt. This is better. Better for a Sing Sing.
I'm glad you feel better. But actually, it's time for us to talk about different vibes for different tribes now.No more Sing Sing. Different vibes for different tribes. And actually, we want to talk about that word vibe. It kind of rhymes with tribe. Vibe and tribe. What is a vibe? It's kind of like the feeling you get from being around a particular person or a particular place.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The vibe. 一种感觉, right? Maybe you might call it the feel.Of the area, okay? The vibe or the atmosphere. Okay, so different vibes for different tribes. You know, if you go to a party or a concert, it's fun to see what kind of vibes are there.
Right, okay.
Feel the vibes, right?
Exactly. Now, I often think about this word when I go into particular stores. There's this one store close to my house back in the States. It's a very dark, dark store. And I don't like to go into that store because it gives me...bad vibes.
Oh.
They sell weird items and things that I just don't think are very healthy for me.
Interesting. That reminds me of a phrase, you might feel a vibe, right?
Mm.
Or maybe you felt a different vibe. For example, you thought the teacher meant one thing, but I got a different vibe. You thought she was trying to encourage us. Actually, I think she was quite upset at us. I got a different vibe.
Okay, so different vibes、mm-hmm. for different tribes. And this just means, well, we're going to find out. Up to 100 tribes, each with their own particular look, participate in the Sing Sing. One tribe honors the elders by dressing as old men, shaving their heads to make bald spots. Come on, Gabe. Why didn't you think about dressing as an old man?
Thanks, Rebecca.
And shave your head?
Yeah, you want me to shave my head right now so that I can have a nice bald spot, right? Like this. Like this guy. I like, you know what? The other people in this photo are looking at his bald spot. I think they must be thinking...That's what I can look like if I shave my head.
I don't think they're looking at his bald spot. No. I think they're looking at him because he's talking.
Oh, yes. You got a different vibe from that photo.
Yes, I definitely did. Anyway, the hair is then given to... the hair is then used to give the boys beards? Crazy. So these boys don't have beards, so they shave...the hair off these old men, so now the boys have white beards.
Exactly. This sounds kind of fun, okay? It's a community event here. Okay, well, let's go down to the last sentence of our lesson today. With so much color and energy among its tribes, PNG's culture is still going strong. And, of course, we learned about the brightly colored paints and the skeletons and really interesting things that you could see at the Sing Sing.And it's still going strong.
Have you ever wondered what a skeleton looked like?
Hmm?
Have you ever wondered what a skeleton looked like?
Yeah, they're kind of scary, aren't they?
Yeah, they actually are kind of scary.
Yeah, oh, those are real skeletons.
Yeah, they're real skeletons.
Okay, well, friends, what else is going strong? If something is going strong, that means it's still in the process. And it's not ending anytime soon.
And, sing.
Sing.
It.
Ah.
Sing it out is still going strong.
Strong, strong. This one is ridiculous. Let's enjoy.
What are we saying? Hot dog.
Hot dog!
Oh, hot dog!
Hot dog!
Hot dog! Hot dog!
Okay. Now's no time for hot dogs. Now's time for something special.
Special. Are you ready? No. Are you ready now? Almost. Good enough.
Sing, 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 time.
Can you sing, sing, sing? Can you sing to the beat of the drum, drum, drum? Dance, dance, dance. Can you dance, dance, dance? Can you dance to the tune of the song, song, song?
Everybody!
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 Can you sing to the sound of the sing?
Sing!
Sing!
Wait, who are you talking to?
You!
You!
Oh.
Sing, 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 sing it out, out, out! Sing it out, sing it out, sing it out!
Oh!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Are you ready?
No!
Are you ready?
Me? Almost?
Let's go!
Sing, 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 sing it out!
Why is there so much traffic?
This is PNG.
PNG?
Papua New Guinea culture.
And what's it time for now?
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing?
It's the gathering of the tribes.
Oh, is that why I see decorations covering everyone?
Yes, the decorations are made of paint, bones, leaves, and other things.
But why are there so many people?
About 80% of Papua New Guinea's people live in rural areas.
But they all flood to the city of Mount Hagen every year?
Yes. Everyone wants to see the cultural show.
Ah, tell me more about the show.
It started in the 1960s as an opportunity for warring tribes to make peace. But now the Sing Sing is a contest.
A contest?
Yes. The tribe with the best representation, including dance and dress, wins a prize.
Yes. That's a nice prize.
Yes. Up to 100 tribes participate in the Sing Sing.
Oh, wow. And look, they all have their own particular look. I see long feathers on a headdress.
Oh, what color are the feathers?
They're blue and purple and
pink. Hey, that's my tribe.
Huh?
I've got to go join them. You'll have to bicycle yourself the rest of the way.
Huh? Wait. Okay, good luck.
Gosh, this is horrible.
I think we're ready for our own Sing Sing, Rebecca. Next time, we'll see you guys for another lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.